Goodyear. There's an easy one to pronounce. Goodyear, Arizona. Hi, Elaine.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Hello. Yes. I'm wondering if Tim can tell me if indulgences can take away punishment due to confessed and forgiven mortal sin.
Yes, they certainly can. In fact, that's what indulgences are. Indulgences do not take away sins, not even venial sins. But indulgences, in a particular way, take away the punishment that is due for sins, whether mortal or venial. So the answer to your question is yes, indulgences do, in fact. And we have the classic example, as you probably know, Elaine, in 2 Samuel chapter 11, you know, the story of David when he commits his famous sins of what tantamount to murder as well as adultery, when he committed adultery with Bathsheba and then had her husband Uriah killed, so effectively commits murder there. In fact, it is a formal cooperation with murder, which is tantamount to murder. So, you know, Nathan comes to him, and David, of course, repents. We have beautiful psalms as a result. Psalm 32, you know, Psalm 51, the psalms of repentance of David as a result of that, where he begs God's forgiveness. And Nathan says, your sin has been removed, but he says that your child conceived of Bathsheba will die. You'll have wars in your household for the rest of your life. He would suffer as a result of the temporal punishment that was due. The eternal punishment of his sin was taken away, but he had temporal punishment. That means in time, right? It's not eternal punishment, but in time, in order to make up. And, you know, it's interesting, Elaine, when you read some of David's later psalms, especially I'm thinking right now of Psalm 119, which is traditionally attributed to David, one of his later psalms, he says, and I quote, "It is a good thing that I have been afflicted of the Lord, that I might learn his statutes." So David understood that the affliction that happened as a result of his sins for the rest of his life served to heal him. And that's what indulgences are, is part of that process of healing, so that we can be completely healed of not just sin, but the effects of sin that keep us from the presence of God. Anyway, Elaine, does that help?
Yes. Well, the reason the question came up is because of the November-December article that was in Catholic Answers magazine. It was kind of confusing. So some of my Bible study students had come and asked me about it because I
talked
about it.
Can you tell me, yeah, what was it that was confusing?
Well, I think what it was is in the beginning of the article you were kind of talking about the myths of indulgences, and then at the end, because there was one big statement that was like bolded that said that they couldn't take away the punishment of mortal sin, but
yes.
I'm thinking that was actually meaning that it couldn't take away the sin itself.
No, it couldn't take away the eternal punishment due to mortal sin, not just, but the eternal
punishment. But I mean, if the sin is confessed and forgiven,
That means the eternal punishment is taken away. There's no amount of indulgences or anything we can do to take away eternal punishment. That has to come via the sacrament of confession or baptism if you haven't been baptized. Does that make sense? So in other words,
that was why I phrased my question the way I did, is that,
yeah.
Confessed and forgiven mortal sin.
Right, exactly. All right, well, I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.